His opponents say it's a racial slur, but President Trump relishes his nickname for Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Pocahontas, Pocahontas.
Pocahontas.
I mean, Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, seriously.
Trump seizing on Warren's claim that she's part Native American, even once leveling this challenge.
I will give you $1 million if you take the test and it shows you're an Indian.
Woo! I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 1.6% Native American.
This is going to be epic. Hold on to your seats.
WFOD starts now.
So, you know, check it out. Woo!
What do we do now?
Wayne,
I think we've established that caca, caca, and tookie, tookie don't work.
Right. Sorry.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by, let's see, the King of Pranks, the Albino Alligator, Popcorn Bitch, Pop Pop, Popcorn Bitch, Coach T, and the new one, his Wu-Tang name, Jaguar Impressive, Mr. Travis Hulse is here. Hello, Travis.
Wu-Tang forever.
Did I miss any, Travis?
I think you might have, but I can't keep track.
Guys, Matt is here as well. Hello, Matt.
Hey.
Matt, I hope you're well.
No, I'm great, buddy.
Guys, phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis, we are joined by a very special guest, one of our good pals from the Random Ramblings with Rob podcast. B-Rob is here. Hello, B-Rob.
Hello, salutations, humans. How are you?
Oh, B-Rob, let me tell you, if I were any better, I couldn't stand it.
Ooh.
Matt, I don't know if you've noticed throughout the week, in that group that I invited you to.
Dude, what the fuck is this?
Matt.
Torture.
There is an ever-growing rift in the XFL Battlehawks community.
What? They haven't even started playing yet.
Travis, you see, there are two factions.
Faction one.
Faction one is the serious group. And Faction 2 is like this weird meme group that somehow me and Matt got roped into.
I think I'm only in the meme group, and yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, they just write caw-caw all day.
It's all fucking day long. So I'm all excited, actually, when, you know, I'm on the XFL hype train. I'm ready. I'm going to do the fantasy XFL drafting. I'm going to have a lot of fun with the XFL this season.
Well,
just because I'm a hype
Matt,
boy.
They should be fun. Like the XFL, I don't think anybody's supposed to be taking it seriously. I think that it's goofy and we're just supposed to have fun with it. At least that's what I hope.
I can't wait for the fucking FanDuel XFL shit. Like, that's going to be a lot of fun. The whole thing is supposed to be fun. And I wake up one morning and Mike Moore has invited me to the Battle Hawks XFL fan Facebook
caw-caw,
page.
I'm
like, okay, this should be fun. And I get in there and every like 20 minutes, there's a new meme and there's just somebody going caw-caw But it's worse than that because there's people fighting with other Facebook pages for the other XFL teams. There's a guy who's
They don't like the Vipers, Matt. The Vipers are our arch nemesis.
Nobody likes the Vipers.
Right. Yeah, they're the worst. But see, the Battle Hawk, Matt, it's a helicopter. Ta-da! It's a helicopter. It has nothing to do with actual hawks. But they've decided, fuck that. We like saying caw-caw. And so the real XFL Battle Hawk fans are saying, fuck these other fans, because they keep saying caw-caw. And I'm sure caw-caw. It's going to carry over to the games. Like, we're going to go to the games, and half the people are going to go there wanting to have fun and caw-caw. It's like there was when the Blues weren't doing so good, like in December and November, like a community of people just started doing Ric Flair woos at the games.
Woo!
And like season ticket holders were pissed off because they wanted to go watch a hockey game, and they're just surrounded by assholes that keep wooing because they just show up to the game to woo with each other. And so, I mean, like these caw-caw people, they're going to the games. I guess it's supposed to be fun. I think I'm on the side of the caw-caw people, Matt.
I'm not on the side of the caw-caw people because they're really ruining this for me. Like, they're taking the caw-caw too seriously. Like, they're having fights within the community about how they manage the people that are in the actual group, the admins. The whole thing is getting so convoluted and so stupid. I'm starting to hate it.
Matt,
like, I feel like if I'm in this much longer, I'm going to not enjoy the XFL.
Last week, we talked a little bit about the XFL. We were goofing on all the names. And I thought that we should have a contest. Travis, can we have a contest?
I feel like we could.
Don't you think we should have a contest to see who can come up with the best alternate XFL team name?
Yeah, but it has to be for a city who doesn't have an XFL team name, right?
Like, what did we have last week? We had like the Madison Gun Killers.
Yeah, that sounds about right. The Gun Killers.
And
the Atlanta Street Cleaners.
I think we suggested the San Antonio Fuck.
That would be the San Francisco Fuck.
I don't hate the name Battle Hawks or the Roughnecks.
Hey, Houston in the house.
So, yeah, we should have a contest and dip into the prize closet. If somebody comes up with a really good XFL team for the expansion next year, because surely it's going to be
Hashtag alternate XFL names.
Yeah, there you go. So how's everybody? Is everybody good?
Yes, sir.
I'm still riding high. We went to a demolition derby yesterday, right? So I used to go every year when my oldest son was young. We'd go to the local fair and watch cars smash into each other. And I didn't realize how much I missed it until yesterday when we drove about an hour to go to a county fair. And we watched cars smash into each other and blow tires and smash each other into walls and shit. I gotta say, I still got a little adrenaline surge from watching that.
So how do you win?
You smash the other cars until they can't move, and then
if you can't move anymore, you're out.
Yeah, you can't move, or you can't start your engine, or you like yesterday, there was the whole back end of a car was pretty much gone, just tuna canned into like through the back seat, and obviously the guy wasn't going to move with those two front tires. You know, if like a drive axle like comes disconnected from the tires, and you know that just spins under the car. If your car is on fire, that kind of thing.
So, like, do you have like garbage cars, right? I probably
these people are getting cars from junkyards, stripping them out, and like reinforcing the driver's door so they don't die. And then, it's just they're just stripped out cars with no windshield, no windows at all. They got no headlights. You know, everything is pretty much stripped out. It's a frame with like junk remainder of the body.
But would you be more successful if you used brand new good cars? Because
there's rules.
Oh, so it has to be a certain level of shit.
Yeah, you can't go into like the full size car. With a Dodge brand new Dodge Ram pickup, right? Like or a Toyota Tundra in the compact car one. Like you just kill everybody, and you know, you ruin a perfectly good car. And the prizes aren't good enough for you to be smashing up a 2019 Dodge Ram.
You got
to
all be in Corollas.
That's like yep.
You need a Dodge Neon.
Yeah, there was neons there. There was actually a minivan class. So there was like they had one heat where it was like six minivans stripped out and smashed. They were actually probably one of the more entertaining ones. The bigger cars are great, but they can take more damage. But like between the minivans and like the compact cars move faster. So they hit each other faster and harder. And the minivans were pretty tough. I think the minivans are probably my favorite.
Rob, how do we get into that business? How do we become demolition derby drivers? That sounds kind of like it'd be a rush, doesn't it?
Man, I mean, yeah, in a prime area for, I think, something like that. Bumfuck nowhere. So,
yeah. I was going to say, where that's really popular, I don't think B-Rob's allowed there.
No, I don't think so either.
There was black gentlemen in this place.
Were they custodians, sir?
No, they were there with their families, and I mean, there was at least two of them in a crowd of a couple thousand people.
I mean, there's always. I think that's the minimum. I mean, you can have.
Right. Let me put it this way: the crowd. It was a county fair. The crowd was pretty much almost. Near exclusively MAGA hat wearing people.
Mm-hmm. MAGA.
There was a couple and their small child sitting next to us on blankets, and they seemed fairly normal until the grandparents of this, I don't know, he couldn't have been two, came over with a little red looking. It was like it looked like a solo cup, but it was a shot glass. And he came over and he handed it out to the mother, and he dumped Mountain Dew into the shot glass. Right. And he's like, oh, you got to get a little of this shit, he says to the like 1.5 year old. And they at least 3-4 times that we were sitting there, that small child was doing shots of Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm. Mountain Dew
that
shots,
that shows
wow.
you the majority of the crowd there.
I'm all right, hopped right. up on Mountain Dew.
Travis, I saw you retweeted a Shaquille O'Neal tweet the other day. He was having a contest where if you make an animation for him that he can air on his television show, you may win a $500 prize. And the animator community wasn't thrilled with Shaq's offer because
mostly the terms of service. If you didn't win this contest, he still owned all of your animation.
Oh, so he still owns everything?
Yeah, he put out, he said, here's a link to a bunch of audio you can use of me doing it and animate something to this audio. And we'll take as many people as they want to submit, and we'll pick one out of however many.
So what did it say? Hi, I'm Shaq, and this is my television show.
It was longer. It was like some dialogue that he had, but I listened to like 2 seconds of it. And he had a pretty poor animation for himself that somebody on his show team must have done.
Yeah. And you was too clear in your dialogue. It was more like, hey, well, I'm just killing you.
The general.com.
It's
weird that he's the spokesperson for everything because you can't understand him very well. He doesn't enunciate.
He just bought like 40 Papa John's franchises.
He's like a partial. He's on the board now.
Yeah. They brought him on to like be like a spokesman and put him directly on the board after he bought all those franchises.
Hey, we like black people.
Yeah, exactly. I was just about say that.
The Papa, he didn't, but he's gone now. Now we got Shaq. Right. See,
didn't Elon Musk step down from Tesla?
That guy's a weirdo. Rob.
He's a weirdo, but I don't think he stepped down.
I have this theory that like people like that, you know, that's continually trying to do good in the world or whatever, are secretly evil. We just haven't caught them yet. I mean, you see that nowadays with motherfuckers committing suicide in prison and all kind of crazy shit like that. I'm waiting for the day that Elon Musk is revealed as a goddamn supervillain and shit.
Well, he's like Lex Luthor. Like, no, the people in the general public of Metropolis don't realize that Lex Luthor is like Superman's archenemy. They just see him as like this businessman and philanthropist.
Doesn't he get arrested all the time? Why is Lex Luthor getting arrested all the time?
He was elected president of the United States for a short time.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was. Look it up. U.S. President Lex Luthor.
Yeah, I was about to say, we're not talking about Elon Musk.
No.
So, and like, that's, and then he's, you know, eventually people start to see, and they, but he's got so much money, he can cover it all up and just make himself look like he's really doing good for the citizens of Metropolis.
Like, Zuckerberg, everybody uses his shit, even though they know he's a creep. Like, nobody trusts him. They know he sucks, but we all just give him money anyway. We're just like, oh, yeah. Way to go, Zuck. I mean, like, somebody could very easily just make something like Facebook, couldn't they? I mean, Google tried to, and everybody was like, nah, fuck it. All my stuff's already on Facebook.
Well, that's the thing. If Google can't succeed, then who's going to make something that's going to compete?
Somebody who's really good. See, we got to prove Rob wrong. We got to find that one person. You know, see that Rob? He's so skeptical, Travis. I mean, indeed. Like Rob, what you got to do is you got to see the good in people.
I feel like he's always looking for conspiracies and things, right? Like he's always looking. It's like somebody's out to get me or us.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a grand plan.
Yeah, just like my Purge DVDs.
Just like, yeah, hearkening back to the Purge conspiracy.
Oh, God.
Matt, Elon Musk, you vote for him for president, right?
Yeah, I don't know that I would vote for maybe. I mean, you know, it would be nice to have like a really smart person there as president. I mean, he's a fucking genius.
Who just looks at shit a little bit different, right? He just kind of looks at it and he's like, let's... Make a little pod to put the Peruvian kids in. Or where were those kids from?
Yeah.
Were they from Guam?
You're talking about the cave kids.
The cave kids, yeah. Were they Peruvian?
Remember when they drugged the kids to get them out? Like, they had to give them what the fuck is that word I'm looking for?
Tranquilizers?
Yeah, they kind of tranked them so that they would knock them out so they could pass them through, and people were like, I can't believe they did that.
So they don't wiggle too much.
It's like, yeah, now they're alive. Shut up.
Right.
Yeah, my dog, I got to put a cone on his head because he won't quit messing with his ear. You know, it's like that. Mm-hmm, Matt, you got to get him to quit. I wish I could trank this dog until his ear gets better.
Well, I would be careful saying that.
They keep scratching at it. I can't watch the dog all the time. Okay, Matt. Dog's out.
Yes.
Blood in his. I keep saying his. It's a girl dog. The girl dog, Matt, has blood in her ear, right? We're like, why does the fucking dog have blood in her ear? What the fuck's going on? We take the dog to. It's Sunday. Shit always seems to happen on the day when, like, have you ever noticed that you really want Chick-fil-A on Sundays? Like, you always want Chick-fil-A on the day you can't have it.
Popeye's guy now, so
it's typically
I get it all
when
the time.
When your house problem, like when you if you need a plumber or like a heating and cooling person, it's always after hours, so they can charge you after hours prices.
Yeah, you call the AC place and they're like, "Well, it is Saturday, so instead of the $90 house call, it's $240."
Mm-hmm.
So it's 4 o'clock in the morning. The dog is in there crying, and we get up and we go. The dog keeps fucking with her ear because it itches. She's like scratched all the hair off her ear and it's bleeding. And we're like, we got to fucking do something with the fucking dog. We look around. I called a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week vet and I started to explain what was going on.
Wait, where was the blood coming from?
Her ear.
Just the flap of the ear because you keep
like
scratching
the
her
inside
ear?
Of her ear.
Does her nail? Well, did you see a laceration inside the ear?
No. So she scratched up her ear trying to scratch it, but it's also bleeding on the inside of the ear. So the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week vet put me on indefinite hold. So I get up at like 4 in the morning. The dog's in the other room crying. Lara's trying to figure out what the hell I'm doing. I'm in there taking a dump trying to call the vet. So
yeah.
I end up making an appointment with PetSmart, who has a vet that they do on Sunday. So we go to...
Is it a PetSmart or is it PetSmart?
You know, that's a good question, Rob.
Can I answer that question
PetSmart.
For you?
Yes.
PetSmart.
It's PetSmart. They're PetSmart.
PetSmart.
Okay. Very well.
So they say, hey, it's going to be $50 for the office visit. I was like, okay, yep. Whatever. So
is the office just like next to the gerbil supplies?
Yes, absolutely. They have grooming and gerbils. By the way, dogs are big fucking hit at the PetSmart. Everybody wants to pet the fucking dog. There's other dogs around. We're watching all the dogs. It's a whole fucking thing. And she is excited to be out there with the people.
So, well, you got a cool dog.
So I fucking, we take the dog in the thing. The vet comes in. She goes, well, I'm going to swab her ear. And so she sticks a stick in her ear and she goes, all right, she's swabbed her ear. If you want me to do something with this stick, it'll be $48.
Right.
I'm like, okay, okay. So we're at 90.
No, thank you. You've done all you can do. See ya.
Sorry, please put the dog down.
So we're at $98, right?
How much is a euthanasia? Yeah. $29.99? I'll take it.
Keep in mind, man, I've had this dog for like a month.
Free cremation with every euthanasia.
Has a $15 disposal fee. Okay.
So she comes back and she says, yep, the dog has a yeast infection in her ear.
How you get a
I'm
dick up
there?
I'm
going to tell you something right now, buddy. I don't know why you didn't call me in this situation, because I just would have told you to go buy some yeast, the cream, the vaginal, like 7-day cream. To put inside of her ear.
Vagisil?
And treat it for the next 7. Yeah.
Just squirt some Vagisil in her ear?
That's all you got to do. I don't know. Does your dog play in the water a lot? Or do you have somewhere where the dog plays in
water?
This dog's in the crate most of the day.
Yeah, he's in the crate. I'm going to work.
I didn't know if you were like squirting her with the hose or something.
Yeah, no.
I'm trying to figure out how your dog got fucked in the ear to get a yeast infection.
So they said, all right, so you have two medications here, one to clean her ear, which you need to do once a week, and then this other stuff, the squirt in her ear to get rid of the yeast infection twice a day.
Need some Vagisil, buddy.
Your total's like $168.
That's pretty reasonable on an off day.
I've had this dog a month, Travis. I've already taken her to the vet twice. And so we get the dog. By the way, the dog, she's not too cool about, you know, squirting shit in her ear. You know, she's not going to let you do it. So
I don't think any girl would.
So when we squirt the stuff in her ear, okay, fine. But then, like, anytime we turn our back, she's scratching her damn ear. She won't stop scratching her damn ear, and she's just making it worse. She's just making it. And so we go and we get one of those cones of shame, and we put the cone of shame on her so that she won't scratch her ear. But as soon as you get that, you get the cone on her, she just like freezes, and she stays perfectly still and just looks at you. as in the saddest way she can. And I'd be like, wherever she is, she just sits down and that's where she's going to be. She won't eat. She won't shit. She won't pee. She just sits down. And I guess that's great because, you know, like I put the cone on her and then, like, you know, she doesn't run around and chew up shit and bite me and stuff. Like, she just kind of sits there. Is an ideal situation. So I think that, like, the cone just becomes permanent, right?
Yeah, that just stays.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it.
Keep it on forever. I mean, it's kind of funny. I think she's embarrassed by it because...
One of my favorite things to do with those dogs is to just watch them eat food if they're going to eat, because, like, the cone has to go, like, parallel with the floor. So there's, like, almost like a suction to the floor when they're trying to eat. It's amazing to watch that.
Yeah, we gave her some Cheetos earlier, and she dropped a Cheeto in her cone, and I just wanted to see how long the Cheeto would stay there. It's probably still there.
The yeast infection, probably. Cheetos is probably not great.
Do you have a dog, Rob?
I had a very fine pooch, but when we moved from Missouri to Houston, we had nowhere to board it and put it, so I had to give it back.
Give it back?
Yeah, I got it from a coworker. He had pups had a litter, and I was like, "Yeah, I can't do nothing with this dog. Can you take it back?"
And he said, "Yeah, sure, no problem."
Yeah, he found somewhere else to put it, which made me.
Do you ever get pictures of your dog?
No.
Nobody well, I got was, like, I got hey. One after, probably about like a month after, but that was the last one, and that was in 2016.
Did that person, so, when they sent you that picture, did they write you a letter like they were the dog? Like,
dear Rob, I really miss you, but everything's going pretty good over here. My new home. My owner likes to feed me the good kibble. Just checking in with you. Let me know how you're doing, Rob. Thanks. Bye.
Well, now, the people who littered the pups and whatnot, they had a little private Facebook group with all the people who got a puppy. So we was keeping track with each other and the dogs that way.
The impression was uncanny, Rob. Do you want to like talk to your dog for a minute and just...
Hey, it's me. Hey, Rob. It's your dog. It's your old dog. Hey, remember how much fun we used to have before you abandoned me? That's all right. I forgive you, but, you know, you could have found some place for me. I mean, I'm pretty low maintenance, really. I know I see your nice house now. I could have slept there.
Yeah, you could have, buddy. But
no, that's all right. I mean, don't worry. But you don't have to explain yourself or anything. You know, I'm just saying, I don't take up a lot of space, but, you know, that's all right. I got a nice owner now. They're pretty nice.
Yeah, see, it had to happen because, I mean, in order for you to be in a better place, I had to let you go.
Well, I'll come back to you. You let it go. If you love something, you know, let it go. It comes back. It's yours forever. So I'll be down there real soon. See you soon.
Yeah, I'll send you my address when we get off air. It is, because I really like that dog. That was like the first pet that I ever owned as an adult. So like I really took care of it. I took it to the vet and all kind of things.
Did it ever get a yeast infection in its ear, Rob?
No, it did not get fucked in the ear. But it was a funny thing here. The guy next door to us when we were living in Missouri, he had American Bulldog. And they had one as well. And he was just trying to give us some tips and everything when he was a pup and whatnot. And he was like, well, your dog is predominantly white. So usually dogs that are majority white, they have allergies. Just think of white people, white dog. It's the same thing. And he wasn't lying because the dog had a lot of fucking allergies. We had to buy him special food and shit and give him special dog shampoo and shit.
Oh, man, there's a lot of pollen in the air right now.
Matt, do black people not get allergies? Yes.
No.
Is that a thing?
No. I live
in a house with two black people that have allergies.
B-Rob's so lying to you right now.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Rob?
Hey, I didn't make them up, man.
Guys, what we're going to do?
We're going to play America's Favorite Game?
No. We're just going to go to break.
Okay.
Kevin Cameo is a normal, everyday fella. What makes his story unique is the cast of kooky characters he encounters along the way. These are the adventures of Kevin Cameo.
T's Tea Shop.
Please believe this, because it's true, you dig?
What kind of tea?
They selling hot tea, cold tea, you know, definitely some iced tea, all right?
And that's the whole menu?
I don't appreciate your tone. You need to check yourself.
One tea then, I guess.
What is the meaning of life? Are we here for a reason? Is there a point to any of this? And why does food taste so much better in the trash? This was me, and then this was me. Then I came back as this little guy. A lot of lives for one dog to live, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's start at the beginning. I'm a new soul. For me, it all began with a boy. His name was Ethan.
Bailey, 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 Bailey.
My name was Bailey, 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 Bailey.
Ah, Christ.
What does he want from me?
Kid decapitated dog.
Whenever life got Ethan down, I knew exactly what to do. I had a new purpose. I was needed again. And again. And again.
Now we're gonna need another baby.
With each new life, I was learning a new lesson. Have we met before? Where did you find that?
Okay, ready?
I
tried to make sense out of all the things I'd seen. Was there a point to this journey of mine? And how did bacon fit in? If I can get you licking and loving, I have my purpose.
Ethan, why do you always have this dog with you? It's like a girlfriend replacement or something?
The dog's laughing at you.
Dogs don't laugh.
That's funny.
Gonna need another Bailey.
WFOT. It's time once again for the Hollywood Beat with your inside source, Drunk. This week, Drunk talks to Morgan Freeman about his new film, Angel Has Fallen, in theaters now.
So Gerard is saving the president again. What makes him so good at it?
I think he has such an interesting screen presence. And he's very macho.
And that's fun, right?
You're just going to look forward to a lot of the same type of input. A lot of action. He's very dedicated to this genre.
So fun?
We have faced false prophets in the past, and we will face false prophets in the future. But I doubt we will face one as false as this. Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Disappointed in that new Tool. It wasn't great. It's just okay, really.
It's not going to stop me from going to see Tool in November, though.
Yeah.
You should always see Tool anytime they're close to you.
I've never seen them before, and I want to take that off the old bucket.
I went once, and I actually didn't really like the show. I don't know if I was just in a bad mood that day or something, but like, Maynard hangs out like in the back the whole time and is like, why don't you come up here so we can see you, buddy?
He likes to hang out in the back and wear like riot gear, outfits.
We paid to see you. Come on out, buddy.
If you want Maynard front and center, you go to a Perfect Circle show.
It's dumb. You come out and you sing your songs and we'll look at you while you sing them. The guy's up to a lot of shady business, Travis. I don't know how I feel about it.
He's always up to some shenanigans.
Travis, when you go to a gas station, you know how, like, every now and then that you go to one where you're filling up and they ask if you want to add on a car wash?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Like, hey, you want to add on a car wash? I mean, I never do. I'm not getting a gas station car wash. I'm going to go to, like, a car wash. But so they have that capability to just like tack shit on, right?
Well, yeah, as long as you give them permission.
Now, Travis, when I go to a gas station, a lot of times I want to go in and get me a road sody. I want to go in. I want to get me a nice big cup of tea in a styrofoam cup. Why don't they just like have a button See, because I mean, like when you pay with a card, and then you go in and you pay with a card again, like they're paying a transaction fee every time, right?
Some of them I think have deals worked out with the card companies where they can get a lower transaction rate. But yeah, I mean,
but they're still paying a transaction rate.
Yeah, they're paying something.
So like if they just had a button that said, hey, press this button and add on a extra large soda pop. I mean, that would be great because then you could just go in and get your soda pop and you just, it would be one transaction.
So I think the issue with this would be that you would have too many people at the pump that wouldn't just be like, this is one and done, right? They would get there like, you know what? I do want my soda pop, but I also want this candy bar. What type of candy bar do I want? Ooh, hot dogs are 2 for $1.
So I guess they lure you into the store. They're expecting you to pick up other things. Is that what you're saying?
I think so. I think they want you in there, but they also don't want you tied up at the pump for too long.
Yeah, they have that 89-cent soda to say, come on in, guys. And then you see those rotisserie, those roller dogs or whatever the fuck. And then you grab other stuff.
Cheeseburger ones.
Oh, my quick trips. Wisconsin fan favorite Quick Trips. They have no fee ATMs too. So I feel like they figure you go in, get your cash, and then you're gonna swoop through there and grab some of their hotspot food, which is for gas station food. Pretty good.
It's a honey pot is what it is. They're trying to get you in there so that you start getting grabby.
Yeah, come on in.
So my idea isn't great then. Because see the soda isn't what they want. They want you to go in and get the soda, but that's not the real goal.
Yeah. It's like the goal is to get you up and down those aisles buying stuff. That's why they have like those little table tents on top of the gas pump saying, "Hey, look, you can get a Powerade for 99 cents if you come on in."
Right. As a matter of convenience, though, I mean it can't be beat to just press that button and say, "Add on a soda pop."
Well, we were just talking yesterday when we went to that demo derby. We swung through and got some gas, and we were going to both get cash. And the wife had the best idea ever. It was like, I don't know why they don't just have ATMs at the pump now. You know, get cash back at the pump.
Well, I'm not opposed to that there.
I'm right in. I'm in for that.
Oh, get cash?
Yeah, I like
there?
The idea. I mean, anything to make it easier. I can't wait until we've got the capability in every store where you walk in, grab what you want, and then as you're walking out, it just like cha-ching, you're done.
Just charge you.
Yeah.
You just have like a RFID. Like I forgot my wallet a couple times this week, Matt, and I had to teach myself how to use Apple Pay.
Apple Pay, yeah. That was a lifesaver. I was in line at El Pollo Loco here in Houston. And I almost couldn't get my chicken avocado burrito because I left my wallet at home.
Yeah.
But they did have Apple Pay.
Yeah, I got that Samsung Pay set up on my phone, and I love it, dude. It's
fuck
great.
You, Samsung. God damn, right. We're talking about Apple Pay.
Yeah, but no, just have it so that when you walk out the door, it just when I check shit out at the library, I set the books on the thing, and then it just knows what books are there because they have something in them. Like a little little chip, and it says, "Oh, you got these two books. Okay, bye." They do that at Walmart. Just like put a little chip thing on everything, so that when I walk out the door, they know all the stuff I got, and then they just read it off my phone and say, "Okay, you bought $80 worth of stuff." We
have the grocery stores here that allow you to like go around the entire grocery store with a scanner, and you just scan stuff as you place it in the cart.
Oh,
and
that's great.
Then when you walk up to the register, you just hand them the scanner and they're like, check the little receipt, the barcode on it, and then you pay and then you walk out. So if you've got like those reusable grocery bags, you know, you kind of just come in, walk right up to the register, pay, and then leave. And then you don't have to really have everything, you know, checked at the register, which is nice.
Yeah. All these companies are preparing themselves for $15 an hour minimum wage.
Todd Glass always complains that, when he goes to the candy store, he can't just eat the candy. He said that he wishes that they would just weigh you when you come in and weigh you when you leave and then charge you for whatever the difference is.
But even if minimum wage was going to stay at $11 an hour, but you could, you know, just throw these machines in there, A, the convenience for your customers is 100 times better than dealing with some shithead at the fucking register. And also, I mean, it would be cheaper in the long run anyway, just to maintain a fucking robot. Like,
yeah. And then Amazon is already working on that too.
They have them. Yeah. They have those stores where you can just walk in, grab the stuff, and then walk out.
Yeah. They're in,
and it knows
a lot in California, Colorado, DC, Illinois, and New York. And surprisingly, not in Houston, which is like damn near the third largest city in the United States.
Home of the Renegades.
Well, Walmart. I have to dodge those Walmart people all the time now with the yellow vests that walk around and shop for you. And then I guess they go and they stick it in your car for you and everything.
Yep. You go online and you do your shopping and they get it ready and you pull up and they just shove in your car.
See, that's what we need. We just need to like do our shopping at home and tell them we'll be there, what time we'll be there, and just like have it all boxed up and just like when you go to Little Caesars since they've done the little thing where you put in your little code and the little door opens and you take your pizza and leave. That's what we just need that for everywhere. Just everywhere Walmart, be that.
Walmart has those little dome capsules as well. You just like the same thing. If you want to go in and pick it up, they got this big ass carousel by customer service. It'll spin around and bring your shit to the front when you present your whatever, your phone or your receipt.
Yeah, I ordered a Marco's pizza today, and when we went to go pick it up, or actually on the way to pick it up, this marble mouth dickhead calls and he goes, "Hey, we do not have extra large pizzas today." So
Rob's dog?
Can I?
yeah,
Rob's dog.
He got a job. Got a job. Proud of him.
Rob left him out on the street. He had to fend for himself, you know. So he said, "We can't make extra large pizzas today. Can I offer you a large at a discount?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure." So I show up there. And this guy is just kind of roaming around, and there's like one gal back there making, I'd say she was averaging about a pizza every 10 minutes or so. And so like, I mean, they said it'd be ready at 5:35, and I left at 6:15. I stood in there forever, and I just watched this lady make pizzas, and I'm like, that's not mine. I'm like, that's not mine. And like four or five pizzas later, she finally got to make my pizza, and I watched her put it in the oven, and I was like, I'm not early.
Mm-hmm. You should have just asked. You should have said, "Hey, I have experience doing this. Can I just make my own goddamn pizza?"
Right, right. Robots would have just done it so much better, Travis. Like, I know that like everybody complains, "Oh, damn it, the robots are taking all the jobs." But I mean, they're better at them. Just let them do it.
Also in the vein of delivery and picking up to-go services, Texas just passed a law September 1st to where you can have beer to go and beer delivered to you.
Oh, yeah. I think Colorado has those, too, is like drive-through liquor stores and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Massachusetts has, and I even think New Hampshire has got some shit like that going on.
Why is that not just a thing that we already – why is that illegal? Why would that not –
So I think it's because a lot of places, like in Mass, if you go to buy liquor – you know, they don't do it for everybody, but a lot of times they'll take your license and scan the back of it. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think it's just a regulation of verifying who the person is and how old they are.
Word. Yeah. Because in Louisiana, there is liquor just about everywhere that they can put it. It's in Walgreens, it's in CVS, it's in Walmart.
It's actually in the hurricanes that hit the state.
Do you guys not have liquor in those places where you are?
Well, Texas is just like kind of strict about it. You know, you can't buy it after 9 and all kind of crap on Saturday.
Oh, we got that. We got you can't buy it after 9 in the city limits most places. But if you like get outside the city limits, you can buy it till like midnight or whatever. But I mean, like your CVS's and Walgreens and things don't have booze?
No, not yet. Not in Texas, but really? In Louisiana, they're all over the place.
I think our CVS's and Rite Aid's recently were told that they had to stop selling booze. They used to, but they definitely stopped recently in the past couple of years and stopped selling cigarettes.
But hear me, when I say alcohol, I mean like the hard shit, like Crown like and like Crown and shit like that. They sell all that shit.
Beer.
Yeah.
Now, guys, I order from a website called Amazon.com. And see what happens when I get something from Amazon, they tell me how many stops away the delivery driver is. Like I get an alert on my phone. It says, hey, your delivery driver is 10 stops away. Your delivery driver is 9 stops away. You're next. And then they say it was delivered. So, I mean, like they have the capabilities of doing all this out on the road. So like you said, we got to scan IDs. Why can't the Amazon.com delivery driver just scan my ID to say, hey, I checked his ID? I mean, like they have the capabilities to do that. It's not like the ID checker is on a cord.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm not saying that they can't. I think they're worried about people falsifying, like using other people's IDs and stuff like that. They're not on camera. You know, they're really strict about the underage stuff.
Okay, so, in this area, Matt, body cameras like police officers.
I'm all for it. I want them to deliver it.
This is something that needs to happen. I don't know why it isn't already a thing. You can order food from them to deliver burritos to you from Taco Bell, but you can't have somebody bring a six pack to your house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody delivers food to me. There's one shitty Chinese restaurant in town that'll deliver to me.
Yeah, I mean, there's where I live, there's no delivery places. So,
Matt.
Yeah.
The first time I heard Lil Nas X's Old Town Road.
Right.
Did you want to ride till you couldn't no more?
I thought in my head something. And I didn't verbalize it. And so now that it's kind of out there, I can't really say I told you so because I didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this is the universe telling me, Mike, you got to say all your thoughts.
Speak up.
You got to say all your thoughts or when you're proven right, you can't gloat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's the purpose of the speaking up?
Yeah, Travis.
The gloating?
Travis, when I heard Old Town Road, you're familiar with Nine Inch Nails, right? The group Nine Inch Nails, Travis. You've heard of them?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Now, they kind of have a sound. You know what I mean? Like when you hear Nine Inch Nails, you know it's Nine Inch Nails, right?
Industrial, I think they call it.
And so when I heard Old Town Road, I thought, oh, that sounds a little bit Nine Inch Nails-y. But I didn't say it because that's silly. It's a rapping guy doing country music. I thought that people would think I was a fool. But guys, I don't know if you know this about me, but I love music lawsuits. Yeah. It's one of my favorite things. Now, Lil Nas X, he purchased the beat from like one of those YouTube things, you know, like people make beats and they put them on YouTube and like, you know, it says Audio Jungle and like you can't just steal it. You have to purchase it from them. You know what I'm saying?
It says what again?
Audio Jungle. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about, Rob?
Yeah.
Audio Jungle. So he was searching for beats that he could sing songs to or rap over and stuff. And he found this one. Now, Lil Nas X did not steal from Nine Inch Nails, but the guy who made the beat and sold it to Lil Nas X, he totally stole it from Nine Inch Nails. Now, this is a Nine Inch Nails song. This is on one of his weird.
I can already hear it.
Right, right. So, like, he puts out like weird instrumental albums, and this is from one of his weird instrumental albums. Yeah, can't nobody tell me nothing. So yeah, I thought that was interesting. It, like, so I guess the guy who sold the beat. See, the guy who sold the beat. Wouldn't you probably be pissed off that like somebody? You know, it's kind of, the Lil Nas X thing is kind of cool because like it's just a guy who bought a beat off YouTube and made a song. You know. Yeah. And maybe there's more behind it that we don't know about. But that's, I mean, like, you know, it seems.
Well, he got in touch with Billy Ray Cyrus.
On the surface, it seems that it's just a guy who bought a song off YouTube. And that's pretty cool. Yeah. Right?
It is pretty cool. He climbed the country Billboard charts. They kicked him off. Billy Ray Cyrus said, fuck that. Let's make this more country. So they accept you. And then he became like a superstar in the matter of a couple of months.
Mm. That's right. He is the product of Soulja Boy.
What?
He's Soulja Boy's kid?
No, I'm just saying it's just like I don't blame. I just say there are people that are the catalyst for the current generation of hip hop. And I would say Lil Wayne and Soulja Boy are kind of the two, because Lil Wayne made, you know, rappers themselves look different. And then Soulja Boy was the one that showed everybody that, hey, I can do this all myself and make money off of YouTube and make my own videos and do all this other crazy shit. So spawning from those two individuals, you have what we have today.
Yeah, it's a different kind of way to get in, right? Like every generation has their own like NWA who made a bunch of tapes and sold them out of the trunk of their car and then became like superstars, which spawned another bunch of rappers, that kind of like the gangster rap trend. I see that. Like everybody uses the resources they have available to them to like be self-made men.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
It's kind of interesting how you have to be, you know, like you can't just be one or the other. You know, you have to have that mix. You can't just be good at something. You also have to be able to like get that something to people. And
oh, you got to hustle. You have to hustle your own shit anymore. Like long gone are the days that somebody's just going to discover you and like, oh, here, we're going to sign you to multi-contract deal, or we're going to sign you to make a bunch of movies. Like you have to hustle your ass off anytime you make any kind of art anymore to get yourself in front of people, because entertainment in general is so fragmented. Like everybody has their own little niche thing and they kind of stay in that. And in order to like kind of rise above, you have to like really know how to hustle and promote yourself.
Indeed.
Like, yeah, I mean, think about Travis, like the best song ever made. Probably nobody ever heard it, you know, like from the songs that we've heard, we can pick the ones that are the best.
My phone is listening to our conversation because I'm scrolling through Facebook and a Tool ad popped up.
Yep. That sounds right.
You got conspiracy theories, Rob? You want to?
These motherfuckers are listening.
They are. They know. Did we do it, guys? Rob?
Did you do it? You broke me.
Right, the Tool album is. I'll tell you what, skip to like track 8. Just skip most of it, Rob. The track 8 is a big long drum solo, and then track 9 is a 15 minutes and is like awesome. And then track 10 is just nonsense, and then it's over.
I can't say that I know a Tool song. Like, well, I may have heard one, but I can't like openly
you don't like
recognize
Stink Fist? Or prison sex?
I don't like.
I know.
Well, especially if it sounds like that, I ain't never heard it.
Then, you know, Rob, then this Tool album might be okay for you because, like, you'll listen to it and it'll be new to you. And you won't just say, you're just making Tool songs that sound like Tool with like, no passion behind them. Like you're just like, ah, well, it's been a while since we made Tool, so let's just make some Tool songs. It has nothing new to offer until the very last song, in which they like break new ground and make something interesting, and then it's over. and you've wasted 90 minutes of your life. And then you know what you do, Rob? You start it over from the beginning and waste 90 more minutes because you can't believe that album was as bad as it was. And so you listen to it a second time and you say, nope, the fool me can't fool me again. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know that I would say I would go as far as to say that it's bad, but it's definitely very generic when you listen to it.
You're making a good case right now.
No, I'm not intending to. There's like a couple of tracks that, like Mike was talking about, it's just noise. Like I hate when bands do that, when they just decide that we're gonna make a track on this that's, you know, 2 minutes of weird ambient noise, and you're like, what did you waste my time with this? Like I didn't think that you were creative for doing so. And honestly, I'm not going to listen to this. Like, I'm not going to listen to the entire record. And one thing I think is so funny about this is Tool, for the longest time, didn't put their music on streaming services because they wanted to force people that you had to go and physically pick up an album of theirs, and then you would be more enticed to listen from beginning to end. So you'd put their CD in or their tape in or whatever it is, and you would listen from beginning to end.
Well, and they're big on the visuals too. They want you to look through the book.
Yeah, they want you to look at it while you're listening. They want you to look at the artwork. But this is definitely geared toward like, all right, well, I'm not going to listen to this fucking ambient noise track. Let me skip that. You know, like I will put this. I'll put a couple of songs in a playlist, but that's going to be it.
Rob, if I can sell you any less on this album and tell you of the self-filleting this band has put together with this 90-minute crappy shit album. They released very few CD copies, a very limited run, Rob. You can purchase it. It's $60 for their CD, and when you open it, there's a video screen in the CD case that plays a video for you. And that's why the CD is $60, because there's a little video screen that plays like a music video. There's no regular version and like deluxe version. That's the version. If you want it, you need to spend $60 to get a little video screen.
Fuck and no. How about that?
Now, Rob, as a man who goes to the Walmart every Tuesday to buy all the latest DVD releases, I thought that this would be something that you'd be excited about. You know,
no, bands not so much.
Making special editions, right? It has a video screen in it, Rob. How many other CDs do you own that have video screens in their case?
The answer is none. Like zero CDs in this house.
The thing is I think if the record had more substance to it, I'd be okay with the little visual screen, but because there isn't, then it's an obnoxious. But
Mavis, let's say we go downstairs and open up the Tool CD and watch the video again.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that if Metallica did that with their last record, I probably wouldn't have maybe dropped the money on it just because, you know, it was a good record. And
because it's stupid?
Yeah.
Can I hook my Xbox to it?
No.
No, well, fuck that then. Nope, not a fan, not on board. See, if the TV was functional in other aspects to where I could use it outside of playing that shitty music from what you're telling me, then yeah, but no, I'm good.
Travis?
Yes.
Travis, would you say, Travis, that you have a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about, Travis?
Why, yes, Mike. Thank you for asking me that. I do have a pick of the week. And my pick of the week for this week is the motion picture Ready or Not, now
here
in
I
theaters.
Come. You can't hide. Gonna find you. I don't know why that wasn't in the movie.
It should have been. Ready or Not, starring Samara Weaving. If you liked her in The Babysitter, if you liked her in Mayhem,
Or if you've never seen her before, you're going to like this movie. If you like ultra violence, if you like comedy and a little bit of gore, you'll really enjoy this. It's it gets not really slapsticky, but there's a lot of laugh out loud great moments in kind of tense situations. It's great in a crowd. There are some crowd moments that you'll really enjoy. See Ready or Not, horror, comedy, thriller thing. I had a blast from beginning to end. It's a lot of fun.
Now, Travis, I think I referred to her as Bargain Margot Robbie, but I think that I would move away from that and call her like damaged Margot Robbie. You know what I
mean?
Yeah,
she's so fucking interesting to watch because she's. There's just something behind her eyes in any given moment.
Crazy. That's what's behind her eyes.
There's
crazy.
Crazy there. There's crazy. Like any given moment, you're like looking at her like, God, look how attractive this girl is that she's also probably going to stab me as soon as I turn around.
What damn.
It sells you, Rob. We sold it better than the Tool album.
I love Samara Weaving, and I cannot wait for her to be in a million more things.
Guys, I have a pick of the week. I have an Instagram account. Now, there are YouTube compilations, which you should also check out. But Mr. Bubbs. Travis, have you heard of Mr. Bubbs?
No, I have not.
It's,
do tell.
It's this little dog, and he's evil. He's an evil little dog. And their owners just they hold them and they say, "Hey, Mr. Bubbs."
Oh, I did see that. Yeah,
you're such a good boy, Mr. Bubbs. And Mr. Bubbs, he's just a mean little shit. He just he just kind of goes,
"Yeah." And cross-eyed little dog.
I spent hours watching Mr. Bubbs the other day. So guys, you need to.
Oh my god! Yeah, I think I'm gonna check out Mr. Bubbs. It kind of reminds me of the.
It's the Bubs with
Ram
a Z.
Video on. Have you ever seen the video with the angry ram on YouTube?
Oh no.
There's a ram out in Australia, and this guy drives his motorcycles out into the hills, and this fucking ram comes out and just attacks them all the time, and it's fucking hilarious.
You ever seen those fainting goats?
Well, who doesn't love a fainting goat?
Oh, those are hilarious, man. Oh man, I can't get enough of those things. You'd be running around and it just fall over.
I didn't pull the clip, Travis. I'll add it in post. But this is Mr. Bubbs.
No. Oh, no. I think he loves me. Yeah, I got you. I got this on camera.
He's evil. He's an evil.
That doesn't sound right.
He's great, though. I love watching him. He just sits there and bitches all the time.
Yeah, he hates positive reinforcement.
Matt, pick of the week?
My pick of the week is that new Tool record.
Fuck you.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course. Actually, I would recommend that you go check out one of my favorite bands called Trash Boat. They released a new song on Friday. And it is a fucking banger.
Trash Boat?
Trash Boat.
Why would you name your band that?
Hey, man, they've got some fucking very, very great songs. They actually did a cover of a Linkin Park song that was pretty slick. So, check out Trash Boat. Just check them out.
Crawling in my skin. These wounds, they will not heal. Is it that one?
No.
Was it one of the ones that was in a Transformers movie?
I don't think so.
What I've done.
I love this. This is fun.
Bumblebee. The Decepticons are coming.
Bumblebee. What I've done.
That's all that is my pick of the week. Everything that just happened.
The Tool record?
No.
Oh, what Rob.
Just happened.
Rob, I'm telling you what. You get that Tool record. You spend the $60. You watch the little video. Skip to track 9, Rob. Skip the first 8. It's not worth it. Track 9's pretty good.
I think B-Rob should listen to the new
Tool record and then just give us a rundown of it next time he's on.
Matt, I think that what we need to do is we need to like compile a Tool greatest hits for Rob. We're going to expand his horizons.
So I want that. Like I want him to listen to the good stuff, the Tool that I love, but I really would love for him to hear this like untainted by the other stuff. Right.
So so go in fresh and just listen
in reverse.
To this.
Yeah. Okay.
Get the bad stuff. This bad record. Well, unfortunately, we've kind of tainted him with our opinion.
Rob, is
for research purposes, I will do this task and I will give you a full report. All I require that is you make me a playlist of good songs from them. So after I listen to this garbage shit that you was talking about, I can go back and compare.
Here's the thing, Rob. It's not garbage shit.
Right.
Like, the thing is, like, it's very competent musicians who we expected more from.
Phoning it in, yes.
Just putting something out to put it out. It's uninspired, I think, is what it is, man. And so I think that we're talking badly about it. Probably harsher than like we would if like this was a band I've never heard of.
Think if this record came out less than 13 years ago, like if 10,000 Days came out and 3 years later, fucking this thing dropped, you'd be like, all right, well, whatever. But literally, they haven't been heard from for 13 years.
Well, and they've been talking about how they've been working on it for a really long time. Rob, it'd be like if you like told people for 13 years, guys, I'm working on my next podcast, and man, it's going to be worth the wait. I'm pulling out all the stops. I'm really going to make something special. And then like after 13 years, like you just put out an episode that sounded a lot like some of your other episodes.
Well, Rob, look at it this way. It's like if Guns N' Roses broke up and Axl was talking about year after year after year about how he's got this new album called Chinese Democracy. And he kept promoting it for years and years. And he said, oh, we got this track done. And then all of a sudden, Buckethead's in the band.
Rob, he goes and he gets a man wearing a Michael Myers mask and a bucket of KFC on his head.
And they're like, God, the album's coming. And then 10 years later, they release it. And it's Chinese Democracy by Guns N' Roses. It's a lot like that.
Word.
Rob, you got a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about, Rob? I've
done. There it is. It's right there.
Wouldn't it be great if I had that song queued up, Travis, to end the show with? I don't. I mean, but it would have been great. See, you can never really predict where the gator's going to. Did I say albino alligator, Travis? Did I skip albino alligator?
Because I've drawn regret from the truth of a thousand lies. So let mercy come and wash away.
Does Travis really know the words
what
to the
I've done.
Transformers song? Travis, do you actually know the words to the Transformers song?
Yeah, he does.
I know Linkin Park music, man.
Dude, he's a fucking big Transformers fan.
Wow. Yeah, both. Transformers 2 in particular.
Yeah.
That one with those two little racist Transformers?
Yeah.
No, they weren't racist.
They're racist stereotypes.
They were urban. That's what they were.
Yeah, but they were voiced by white guys.
Oh, guys, oh, that's horrible.
I think SpongeBob voiced one of them.
Robots robots don't have races, right? It's just
what an up, Squidward.
Oh my God, that is fucking. That's
that was
terrible.
Good. That was scary.
I don't like that at all. I don't want to ever hear.
Pick of the week is a Sneaky Pete on Amazon Prime.
Rob, now I need to like write SpongeBob SquarePants bits.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, for real.
This show needs to be over, guys. That was a good time. We did it. Trevor, am I forgetting something? I feel like I'm forgetting something.
Well, if you did, there's always next week, right?
That's true. Yeah, we'll do it again next week. Guys, thanks to Rob for hanging out with us for a bit. Rob, the randomrobcast.com, right?
Yes, that is correct, sir.
Check out the Walmart logs on Instagram.
That is also correct, sir.
The 3R show. Guys, Rob is a good guy. Check out all of his things. Wrestling B Trash.
Yeah, that's the Twitter handle, but the show is Wrestling Is Trash. Is wouldn't fit. Yeah, it was one letter too much.
Guys, we'll do it again next week. We appreciate all of you. Take care. We'll see you next week. Guys, that's it. That's the show. If you enjoyed it, subscribe so you don't miss the next one. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at WFODix. If you'd like to become a Patreon sponsor, patreon.com/WFODix. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz and Liquid Lozenge. Email us, 637. Email us, Mike, Drunk, Matt, or Travis. WFOBshow.com. You call us 6-6-4-7 pain. Do it again next week. I appreciate all of you. Bye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.